and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Boy, that was like a siren.
That's what I thought.
How long did it take you to do that one?
That one might be the 911 of all Sovereign Mind introductions. Here we go again. It's Sunday. We're back. Wow. Let's see. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host.
Let's see. I have to think about what my name is. I'm
here in the studio, and I just wanted to say that tomorrow is April 19th, the day the shot was heard around the world. You might want to look that up if you don't know what I'm talking about. I am a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results, just in case you wanted to know what my educational background is.
I'm going to leave it alone.
It's so true. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, an immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes, and she has heard more BS than local progressive radio.
Good morning, and how true is that? It just keeps on coming.
Yep.
The BS.
And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed locomotive download, and a 10th degree in black belt of Ram, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning, Sovereign Mind.
There you have it. And guardian of the magic button, last but not least, the librarian of bumper, the time bandit of brakes, keyboard weaponry specialist, and producer extraordinaire, Travis!
Oh, yeah. I had to for the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
They like my voice. I hear it all the time.
Wow, he's kind of sounding sexy all of a sudden.
Oh, kind of. I'm always sexy.
Uh-oh.
He has that beautiful voice, doesn't he?
We're going to be introducing...
Wow.
We're going to be introducing a new segment here pretty soon. It's called the Holier Than Thou Sanctimonious Intellectual Superior Intellect Report. And we'll get more into that later.
So we also, too, have my wife that's sitting in.
Oh, and, we do?
Yep, she is wearing a shirt that has a few non-FCC compliant explicatives on it, but it rhymes with duck, and then it has Biden, and then rhymes with duck for you voting for him.
So what you're saying is it could be shuck or puck?
Yes, it could.
Okay.
Good job, guys. Good job. Duck. I'm proud of you for skating around that.
Maybe duck.
And I do not pick her wardrobe.
Well, she obviously picks yours.
Yes, she does.
Oh boy, I got to get on the chat room here, but soon enough. Wow, there's so much to talk about here. I got so many things that we need to go over. I think I want to start out, though, with defining what social democrat is. You know, we get all this hocus pocus, I'm a social democrat, I'm not a communist. And then, what is that? What's the difference?
Isn't that an oxymoron?
It's kind of like saying, you know, I'm a robber, not a thief.
Yeah,
I robbed you at gunpoint, but I just stole from you without a confrontation. So, robber and a thief. I mean, that's the difference. So, but I want to drill down on this just a little bit.
No, you just unwillingly gave it up.
I just want to drill down on this a little bit, okay?
You donated it to me.
So this is what Wikipedia says. Socialistic, Democrat socialism is a political philosophy supporting political democracy with socially owned economics, a socially owned economy. So what does that mean? What does that mean in English? Socially owned economy. What does that mean? Does that mean that everybody owns everything? And nobody owns anything?
This is what's interesting to me about this, is that I've had this conversation with a lot of folks, and what's interesting is always comes back to, oh, that's not the type of socialism that this is. That's not what this is.
We're getting there. Yeah, we're going to get there, but go ahead.
The key that I've found on it that always seems to get to the core of the issue
is
abolition of private property.
Yes, absolutely.
That is what all of them want. And once you have that, there's no fair way of actually divvying that up. I mean, give me my 1969 Camaro, okay? I want one of those.
Or you can buy $4 or $5 million homes and do that, too.
Oh, you mean like one of the Black Lives Matter co-founders?
Yeah,
that's the
mistake. She just co-opted it. She's just one person. Never mind. So let's keep going on this. You know, with a particular emphasis on economic democracy. Okay, what is economic democracy? I mean, talk about doublespeak, gobbledygook, word crap. You know, I mean, economic democracy. What does that mean? That all of our dollars vote? Does it mean, you know, the real thing? And you draw the, where are their rights coming from? Where is their right to, does anybody have any rights in the system?
No.
Who has the rights?
The government, and in a lot of ways, under this new system, it's the government and the corporations.
Well, they say they're going to do different than the communists. The communists, it's at the point of a gun. They consolidate all the power into the hands of a few. They just tell everybody what to do, where they shoot you. They're going to do it differently. They're going to spread this out amongst the people, and they're going to elect angels who will virtually do the best thing ever. Utopia. We're all there because we're going to elect people like us that understand that we're going to do this for the good of everybody. Now, have you listened to any of these guys lately talk about what's good for you?
Oh, I hear them all the time talk about what I need to do and what's good for me, but I don't really feel like it's been good for me.
Do you trust these morally superior intellects to take care of you?
No.
I should say morally superior intellectual eggheads. Do they know what's best for all of us? Because that's what we're talking about. They're saying we're going to elect people, we're going to put them in place that's going to do what's good for the whole, going to be good for everybody.
Yes.
Just well, like the Black Lives Matter lady. Going to do what's good for everybody because they pulled in $90 million, and what's good for everybody is that I own several million dollars worth of homes.
And she opened up those homes to everybody so they could come live with her, right?
No.
Oh, oh man.
Well, let's think about this for a minute, too. Let's think about Marvel's WandaVision. Have either of you guys had a chance to look at it at all?
No, I haven't even gone there yet.
Okay, so the first three episodes were just nothing. They weren't even a part of the show. They were a separate thing that kind of tied back in as an Easter egg. But here's the thing. The gal that's supposed to be the hero in this episode and in these shows of WandaVision, she ends up enslaving for their own good thousands of people, and she's considered the good guy.
This just in. Okay, so democratic socialists argue that capitalism is inherently incompatible with the values of freedom, equality, and solidarity. So let's see. I take away your ability to earn and keep what you earn because that keeps you more free. And
And
equal because we're all poor.
Mark, you're going to own nothing and you're going to like it, damn it.
But we're not going to do it at the point of a gun. That's the difference between social democracy and communism. The communists, they just come out and say, you're going to do what you're told or we'll put you in the ditch.
Well, but you're going to die anyway.
Here's the problem. Do you trust these guys to do everything for your benefit after you give them all the power over your rights and your property and your livelihood? Do you think that they're all going to be angels and do whatever is best for you?
Of course. They always have our best interest at heart.
Yeah, kind of like all the other guys that tried this, okay? Except at the end of the day, they all end up owing everything. And you end up owing nothing if you're not in power. And they tell everybody what to do. Does this kind of feel like California a little bit right now?
No.
Well, and did you hear also we're going to be starting to see $250 payments go out per month for children?
I did see that, yeah. And I heard about
well,
that,
well, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to buy everybody, maybe? Because Gavin's turned into a nice guy all of a sudden. As soon as you try to get rid of him, and you're going to get rid of him, it's like, wow, I'm a good guy. Here's some more money.
Well, and interestingly, this is nationwide. So what we're seeing that's taking place right now is we're actually seeing the start of the guaranteed income payments. I mean, when you start
universal income, we're going to take care of everybody.
Exactly.
Except everybody will be poor because nobody will produce anything. And if we just keep printing money and counterfeiting it out of thin air, that means it'll devalue all the currency and it'll be worth nothing. So we can all buy a $50 loaf of bread and be happy because we won't own anything, right? So
just get on the treadmill.
So communism, Etheria, this is the definition of communism according to Webster, I guess. theoretical. Economic system characterized by the collective ownership of property and by the organization of labor for the common advantage of all members. A system of government in which the state plans and controls the economy and a single, often authoritarian party holds power, claiming to make progress towards a higher social order in which all goods are equally shared among people. Doesn't that sound an awful lot like socialism, a democratic socialist? Except they like to throw the little caveat in there. We're going to elect the dictator.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a caller on the line.
Let's go to our caller.
We've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you? This is fine.
The fun never stops.
We're just keep on going. What can we do for you?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to chip in on what Mark was talking about and kind of, you know, we live by the 5-95 rule. And in government today, 5% of the people get 95% of the money, and the other 95% of the people share 5% of the money. And Alex de Tocqueville said this in 1825 or 30, he said, this republic will stand until the very day its citizens realize they can vote themselves money from the public treasury.
Yep. Well, see, this progressive movement, Mark, is trying to say, we're progressing into the future to a better, we've come up with a better system. We are the shining light on the hill. Only except what they're really saying is, we're going to go back to the way it has been tried over and over and over and over again, is we consolidate all the power in the hands of a few, they become the dictators, and then we just do what we're told because they're going to be angels this time. So they're really trying to put us back in history into some semi-feudal system where we get to elect the dictators.
Well, you can look at Maxine Waters as a good example of that. She's in Minneapolis, a California congresswoman who's gotten very rich off being a congresswoman, never had a job in her life.
Oh, cut it out. Stop it. Come on, man.
Her and her daughter have a real cartel going, and they use political money to enrich themselves. Well, she's in Minneapolis demanding a guilty verdict from an Article III court, or she's telling the protesters there, burn the city down, but she won't be anywhere near the city when the burning happens. She'll be back in her mansion in Bel Air, wherever the heck she lives. And, by the way, she doesn't even live in the district she represents, but they made that legal after the fact so that she wouldn't get in trouble for it and go to jail like she wants the police officer to go to jail. And Joe Biden, he's another one. Never had a job in his life, worth $100 million. His kid's another one. His kid lied on a federal form to buy a firearm. The girlfriend threw the firearm in a trash can right across the street from the school, but he suffers no consequences. At the same time, Biden wants to take your Second Amendment guarantees from you.
Well, because the real deal, Mark, is what they want is they want power. They don't. All under the guise of power.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't really care about the little guys. I mean, you know, what's a better system where you trust a few people to be angels or you trust the law that's supposed to be applied equally? And the reason we're all screwed up right now is they're not applying the law equal. There's no equal protection under the law. There's no rule of law. These guys do whatever they want once they get in power if there's nobody to stop them.
Well, that's right. I mean, the rules apply to some people, but not to them. And that's the danger we face in this nation on a daily basis. And when you give up your liberty to people who would steal it from you, then, you know, guess what happens to you? You get what you pay for.
Yep.
But that'll bring me real quickly. I don't want to suck up your whole show, but that'll bring me quickly to what we're doing in the Second Amendment case. We've refiled the preliminary injunction because we have to with Mueller. It was a court order. Once the Young case was settled, then we'd be free to refile our preliminary injunction. Now, the Young case had nothing to do with us, but that was the way Mueller could kill a year and hope that I would die before the verdict would ever be issued. So Mueller will reject the preliminary injunction in order to force California to strike all sections of penal code that restrict the people's ability in California to openly carry loaded weapons. And that's what we're going for, nothing less. Now, we want all sections of penal code stricken that will restrict people's right to openly carry loaded firearms. So she'll say no. We'll send the PI to the Ninth Circuit with the Trump judges. Maybe they'll say no, maybe they won't. We just don't know. The balance is close. It's probably going to be a no. Then we send the preliminary injunction to the Supreme Court. But since those are emergency in nature, it should jump the line and hopefully get a hearing while I'm still alive and not drooling in my soup. And then we also found a plaintiff in San Diego who's a real stand-up guy, an Army colonel, liberty-minded, real patriot. And he's offered to be a plaintiff, so we're going to file a similar case with him as the plaintiff in the Southern District where Judge Benitez lives because he's a Second Amendment champion and hope to get it. And we're also going to ask for a PI in that case because the colonel cannot get a carry license because he lives in a county that has more than 200,000 people. So your Second Amendment right in California has been relegated to counties that have less than 200,000 people. And even if you could get one, which you can't anyway, because they don't produce the paperwork and the Department of Justice has decided to become the arbiter of all constitutional God-given rights in California without a vote of the people and without their permission. So that's where we are with this. And, you know, this is going to get expensive again. I need help. So if you can afford a few bucks, send it to Pecan and Linda knows how Pecan works and the address, and I don't touch the money. I don't know where the bank account is. I don't have anything to do with that. The money goes to the lawyer. 100% of it goes to the lawyer. It goes to nothing but the lawyer.
Yes, and they can send that to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, and that's Redding, and it's 96003.
And they might want to make a notation in the check there what it's
on
for.
On the memo. Yeah. To just put 2A on it, and I have received some funds lately for that. So, yeah, they're coming through, and they are getting credited to where they need to go.
Yeah, and please put 2A on the check because Pecan is doing a lot of great stuff, and so 2A is just one of the things they're doing. And so please make that notation because if you support other causes that Pecan is championing, is the champion of, you know, you want to separate that into what you want your money to go to. But please help if you can. I have high hopes for this case. The state has painted itself into the corner, literally. They have legislatively banned a Second Amendment, an enumerated right. That happens to no other right in the Bill of Rights, but they have done that in California. And if all we need is two out of three judges to see this or the Supreme Court to see it, and we can force constitutional carry in the communist state of California, and wouldn't that make their heads explode? And if we were able to do that, we can turn to the rest of California and say, look, the state of Jefferson gave you some liberty back, and if you want some more, get off your lazy butt and help us.
There you have it.
Now,
all right, guys.
Mark, one quick question for you, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there was a Ninth Circuit ruling that took place about a week and a half ago where they said that you are not, it's not your constitutional right to either open carry or concealed carry is what they ruled, and
yeah,
that one may end up reaching the Supreme Court beforehand. Have you had a chance to read over any of that legislation, and are you excited to see it go before the Supreme Court?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was ultimately going to end up there, and I talked to George Young's attorney frequently. Alan Beck is his name, and we do communicate, and he communicates with our attorney. And so what we want to do is we don't want to just have a duplication of effort here. And George Young's case was very explicit because the county of Hawaii and the state of Hawaii, the state actually placed itself as an intervener in the case, and they weren't even named in the case. And the Ninth Circuit accepted them as an intervener, and they had nothing to do with the case. It was against the county of Hawaii. So the cases are very different because Hawaii does maintain control over all permits. They just do, and that's the state. However, in the state of California, it's different, and it's kind of interesting because the legislature created a pathway for people to apply for and receive open carry of a loaded weapon, open carry permits under Penal Code 26150 and 155B2. However, the Department of Justice, since 2013, when this permit scheme and scam was created, has insinuated itself and between the people in the legislature because they refused to produce an application for an open carry permit. So unlike the Young case, California legislatively has instructed its agencies to provide an avenue for open carry, but the DOJ refuses to issue the application to the sheriff or the police chief. Now, whether your sheriff or police chief would use the application or not is remains to be seen, but they don't have any. And no such permits have ever been issued because under penal code, a sheriff and police chief is required to only use paperwork produced by Department of Justice. And under Article 5 of the Constitution of California, sheriffs and sheriffs are under the direct supervision of the Department of Justice, the state's attorney general. So we have a situation here where the legislature instructed something to happen, and an executive agency is single-handedly preventing that from happening. And that's where we hope we can jump the line on this deal. But if the Young case is settled favorably, then we win. If our case is settled favorably, we win. If Charles Nichols' case, which is should come out pretty soon, if his case is settled favorably, we win. If the Murray case that's going to the Supreme Court now is taken up by the Supreme Court and settled favorably, we may win. So a good tree has many branches, and we really need people to stand up, because if you don't stand, you will fall.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Mark.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Very good. All right. Perfect.
Okay. I guess I need to give the address again. It's 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B as in boy, Reading 96003. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 530-221-0101. All right. There you go.
All right. Very good. Well, are we all videoed up and stuff?
We've got about 2 minutes to break, so okay. Do we want to wait till after the break?
Well, I don't know. I want to introduce this section a little bit here, and we're going to go ahead and play this here. Let's see what we got real quick. Yes. I would like to introduce you to the Sir Mark of Mapplethorpe. Superior and intellectual, holier than thou, sanctimonious report. Because we are superiorly intelligent to the average person. This just in. 100% of the people say the climate changes. Now we can go to the break.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Okay.
Tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
So far away.
The Ride of the Valkyries. Yeah, you know, when I get up in the morning, I love the smell of napalm. It smells like victory. Just saying. But this just in, as JP would say. I want to play this. This is the most offensive conversation ever. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we've got it right here. If I can get it to play.
Hold on. Am I going to need the button for this one?
Maybe. Yeah. No, it'll be okay. If it'll play, it's thinking about it, but it's not coming up for some reason. No. Here we go.
Jenga. What about tomorrow? Boardwalk.
Oh. I've really been getting into oat milk lately.
It's a superior milk. Did you know that oats have more nutrition in their milk than any other mammal?
You guys are nuts. Macadamia milk is the best.
I feel a little offended that you would call all of us guys.
As a woman, I'm offended that you're only a little offended, because that was offensive.
I'm offended that you're not being inclusive of us men in your offendedness.
I'm offended that you're just assuming I'm a man.
I think you're appropriating women right now, and that is offensive.
I think you're just appropriating the appropriation from Native cultures, which is not a very appropriate way to appropriate, and that's highly offensive.
I'm offended that you would get offended on behalf of Native cultures.
That's offensive. Who are you to get offended for the Native? Whoa, it's like you're making this whole thing about race now, and that is offensive.
Why does everything always have to be about race? That's offensive.
Is it?
Oh, who are you to question how offended I feel? That's honestly offensive.
You guys are acting like little bitches. How dare you use that degrading term?
Please don't raise your voice, okay? It's uninclusive to the hearing impaired community.
What?
Yeah, it really is insensitive to those who don't perceive sound, leaves them very unincluded. Very ableist.
You guys are acting like little bitches right now.
We are, guys, but the fact that you would just assume that without asking first is highly offensive.
You think you're tough just ganging up on me like that? Excuse me? don't appropriate gangs. My cousin was in one, and it's really hard to get in.
It's offensive that you talk about your cousin because I don't have any cousins.
How offensive.
Who do you think you are?
Who do I think I am?
It's a simple question.
What?
Who do you think you are?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, great. So now you're just acting confused. Appropriating from the mentally handicapped community?
No.
Then who do you think you are?
I don't know. Thirsty?
Do you know how offensive that is to the people in the Nigerian plains? They've gone days without drinking water. You've gone minutes.
Do you know how offensive it is to people in your own community that don't have clean drinking water, that you're worried about people all the way on the other side of the world?
Ooh, spoken with all the privilege of a white male.
It's kind of offensive coming from a white lady that's never had to work.
Yeah.
I'm offended that you're white.
I'm offended that you're offended.
Well, I'm offended that you're offended that she's offended.
Well, I'm offended that you're offended that he's offended that she's offended.
Hey, guys, would you believe that some people are offended that they have to show their ID to vote?
Seriously?
Pathetic.
Some people are just kind of messed up in the head and nothing better to do.
Tell me about it. I feel sorry for them.
I've never tried macadamia milk.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I can't do dairy. Gives me intestinal issues.
Well, I think you're missing out, but I'm glad that you have the medical freedom to do what you want with your body.
You know, the saddest thing about that is about halfway...
Go ahead.
About halfway through, it started not becoming funny just based on the realization of...
This is how they think.
This is where we're at,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
I just want to add a common conversation with them.
I'm offended by you're offended by me at taking offense.
So, you know, I want to talk about this a little bit, and this kind of goes to projection. And I think projection is one of the biggest things that these people that are espousing this philosophy, if you will, is that whatever they say you are doing,
they're doing.
You can pretty much count on that they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if they're asked, you know, like locally on this red, white, and blue, they're asked, oh, gee, was there any, oh, they've been talking about they're terrorists, and they're afraid, and the militia, and they're coming out, and they're marching in the street, and they're doing, they're going to step back, Judith, blooted, booted thug thing, and I'm scared, I can't go outside my house, and did they ever do anything violent? No. What about Black Lives Matter?
So?
What about them? Well, you know, I mean, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Illinois, Michigan, they were burning everything and people died and all that. Well, they were just co-opted by a group that didn't have anything to do with them.
They're gearing back up already.
Well, I guess that was Antifa.
It was both.
But
what's the difference?
So,
potato, potato.
Yeah, you know.
So I guess the fact that, you know, so is it just the fact that one of their guys, I don't know, BLM founder Patrice Colors, bought like 4 or 5 homes, spent, oh, let's see, 4 high-end homes at $3.2 million alone, because she is one of them. She's benevolent. She's an angel. She would never rip off a movement that has been nonviolent the whole time. Because that's somebody else doing all of that.
Well, it's
while
like
chanting Black Lives Matter.
Not Antifa with window repair from last week.
Yeah.
I mean, all these big corporations are making all this money off of it. Why not her? I mean, really, it's you've successfully used capitalism, sold a lot of shirts, got a lot of media interests, got a lot of NFL players. I mean, the same players that on the NFL team can't say anything against China and what they're doing to the Uyghur Muslims and the otherwise, and there's information on that now that's why is China going through an advertising that they have halal organs for donations?
See, this is what they do. Number one, they project what they're doing onto you. You're violent. You're an extremist. But the guys that are burning, you know, look the other way. There's nothing going on here like Baghdad Bob, you know. Oh, there's no tanks coming into Baghdad. Pretend. Look the other way. It's nothing. You know. And then I'm going to go to the Freeman online here, and it says... This is the conclusion of socialism. Socialism requires a lot of processes and efforts to make it work in any sphere, both at the national and international level. However, in response to the question, has socialism ever worked? We can see it has not worked as it has ought to because its principles have been corrupted. and its application has been significantly influenced. See, they always say we're going to do it differently. They always say they didn't do it right. They always say it's because they didn't apply the principles. But, you know, we said in, when we started this country, we would bind men down with the chains of a constitution for a reason. Because men are not angels. And power corrupts sin. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And if you stack all this power into a very little space with very few people, you know, guys like Pelosi and Biden and all of those guys, you can trust them, right? Because they're going to do what's good for you. Just like they're doing what's good for the kids down at the border that doesn't exist and there's no crisis there.
Yeah,
well, here's another interesting thought about people that always say they could have done it differently and it hasn't been done right the first time. Those are people that have gambling addictions and go to the casino and they turn around and they say, I just needed to put it on this. I just needed to do this. And then next thing you know, they don't have a house. They bankrupted everybody else. It's actually pretty similar.
Well,
here's the also the people that didn't experience it themselves. They
right.
did not, where they were not there when this happened. So,
it's all theory.
Yeah, it's all theory. It's all their imagination. It's what they think, but they didn't actually experience it.
Well, these guys like to cite polls, and these guys like to cite studies. So I have a study right in front of me from the Pew Institute. And the study says, study finds 56% of young white female leftists have been diagnosed with mental illness. This is an actual study.
I saw that.
You can look it up. So, you know, you have, you know, if you're under 30, you're more than half mentally ill, according to the Pew Institute. And then if we move on to this other study that I have here, it you know, because studies are always factual, right? No matter what you say, they're truthful. So here's the next study that I've got here. This just in. This is the Superior Intellect Report. The holier-than-thou, you know, sanctimonious report. 50 reasons why you should believe the earth is flat.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's proof. There's proof that the earth is flat. Why the earth is actually 100% flat. They've got consensus on this one. They have consensus. It's 100% agreed that the earth is flat.
Okay.
Did they poll Biden?
All right.
Is that how they came up with
that? I just have one thing to say about this right now. If the earth was actually flat, the cats would have figured out how to push everything off the edge already.
Well, come on. Come on, man. I mean, you know, come on. So I want to play another clip here from our esteemed leader who, by the percentages, has, you know, 85% approval of the American people that he's doing a great job. Okay, so this is a little clip of you know,
and they called the same people for the same study.
You gotta believe the studies. You gotta believe these polls, because if you don't, then you know you'll probably be attacked as a denier. You're a poll denier. You're
yeah.
a poll denier as opposed to a fact denier.
We'll leave that one alone.
Okay, so here we go. This is a little clip, but here's Robin Williams to start off our little montage. And this is what he had to say about Joe Biden. I did skip the first little part because there was an F word in there, but, you know, here we go.
Joe says shit that even people with Tourette's go, no. No. What is going on? Joe is like your uncle who's on a new drug and hasn't got the dosage right. I'm proud to work with Barack America. He's not a superhero, you idiot. When FDR was on television, there was no TV back then. Come here, Joe. Sit down.
Very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
For President Trump and the demagogues around the world, Donald Trump. He doesn't want to shed light. He wants to generate heat. And he's stroking violence in our city.
Stroking.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump.
What you all know, that most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. look me over.
President
like
Joe,
to
President.
Help out.
I want to nominate a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat.
He forgot his own name.
An Obama Democrat.
Obama? Obama?
Join us.
An Obama Democrat. And, you know, there was, I think that the former senator you just, I heard that familiar voice, you know what I mean? Well, he's right about one important thing. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the, go, you know the...
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Why is that standard? Why? You're getting nervous, man.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just,
wow.
It's
just,
when
wow,
you think
wow.
about it.
You know, the rapidly rising in with, I don't know.
I just spoke at Dartmouth on healthcare at the medical school, or not, I guess I wasn't actually on the campus. I'm in the medical school right there. I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts. I'm not sure whether it's a medical school or where the hell I spoke. I propose, and I'm going to digress slightly. We're in a situation. The president asked me to head up a cancer moonshot in another country
cancer
and annex a significant portion of a called Crimea.
It sounds like he headed up
that
cancer moonshot.
It was President, my boss, his fault.
Guatemala, El Salvador, and to win and say in Honduras and say, look, I took on Putin in terms of Iraq. I mean, excuse me, in terms of what was going on in Ukraine.
By strengthening, I invested $100 billion in education, in global warming efforts. It's a whole range of things. We can't afford it by just eliminating, beginning to treat work, reward work as much as well.
Get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun. Have the shells of 12 gauge shotgun.
They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger. We have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it. It will be a big No, I really mean it. We changed the law in the state of Delaware protecting transgender people. We have to eliminate the funding gap that exists between minority white and majority white and non-white districts. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of them.
Corruption?
Trump is out there tweeting again this morning. I call him President Tweety. This guy is moving to format hate.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, I haven't taken the test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? All the junkies?
Yeah, that's our fearless leader right there.
Wow.
It sounded like your clip was glitching a lot there.
No, that was him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's actually unedited.
That's the scary part.
So we go back to this projection thing. I want to talk about this.
Yeah, we have a caller.
Yeah, hold on a second. I want to talk about this projection thing.
Can I just mention one thing?
Sure.
My favorite part of that is he somehow managed to get Trump, hump, and stroke all in the same sentence.
You know, here's the problem.
He likes it.
Here's the problem.
And he likes kids on his hairy legs.
Here's the problem. Okay. We all want to get together. We all want to find common ground. We all want this to work as a whole. You extremist knuckle dragging hayseed pot liquor. We want to make sure.
You dog-faced pony soldier.
We want to make sure that the right and the left come together, you hayseed podunk redneck rube. We want to make sure that, you know, we all can find something. You know, 40, 80, 100% of us agree that the climate changes. That's a good start, you uneducated, conspiratorial, astroturfian partner. Does anybody see what the problem is here?
You got Travis in the other room. He's like, oh, my God, do I need to push the button? It sounds so bad.
This is so good. I love you guys.
I think we have a caller.
We do. We've got Christian on the line. Good morning, Christian.
Morning. So I just want to ask a couple of questions.
Sure you do, Christian.
Yeah, we know you do. Go for it.
We do. But go ahead. We'll try not to interrupt you unless you're going to go into a blathering thing about something that doesn't matter. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, first off, is President Biden the President of the United States, or is President Trump the President of the United States?
Well, it depends on whether you consider if the election was fair or not. Let me ask you a question. Is President Biden the most popular president in the history of our country by any measure?
He currently has higher ratings than Trump ever had, period. But that's not the question. The question is simply this.
Okay.
Did 38 court, no, I'm sorry, 48, no, I'm sorry, 50, no.
Did they ever hear the evidence, court. Christian? Christian, did they ever hear any court. Of the evidence? Did they court ever hear any of the evidence? That,
courts decide that it was a valid and free election, and not only that.
Why is there such an ongoing investigation in Arizona right now?
And other states and as well.
Not only that, four Supreme Court hearings.
I'm asking you a specific question, which you guys never want to answer.
I'm
asking you a question. Have they ever heard any of the evidence?
Listen.
I'm not going to let you give a pass. You don't get to just rattle on with anything you want. Did they ever hear any? I asked you a question. Did they ever hear any of the evidence?
See,
here we go with the projection crap again. You know, you project. So it's not the question you want to hear, so it's not a good question, right?
I simply asked a question.
The fact that you won't answer it is exactly why you know what you're saying is not truthful. The fact that you don't
I'll answer your question, but I respect dialogue, and I asked the first question, which you didn't want to answer.
Okay, what's the first question? Give me the first question.
Is Joe Biden the President of the United States, or is President Trump the President of the United States?
Well, again, obviously Biden is the President of the United States because he was certified. Are you going to let me finish? Was he certified? Yes, absolutely. Was he elected fairly and legally? I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
So, once again, 60 court rulings and four Supreme Court rulings say he was.
So the earth is flat, right? Because 100% of the people said so, right?
You mean I can't validate the election because I don't know.
Maybe if they had heard any of the evidence, I might be inclined to say okay. But they dismissed.
They
dismissed every single case on standing and any other technicality they could, so they didn't want to hear it.
Oh, because all those Republican judges are.
Does it matter? Is Mitt Romney a Republican?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, except that he does everything that a liberal does, right?
It doesn't matter whether they have an R or D by their name. It's what they do.
So we've established the fact that President Biden is President of the United States. Is that true?
Well, so far, so good.
Okay. Second question, and I'll get
because
off.
Let's establish one more thing. Let's establish one more thing, Christian. You're saying he's the most popular president in the history of the country by the vote count.
I did not say that.
Well, the vote count, that would indicate that he actually was.
In order for him to be the president,
he got more votes than Barack Obama, Trump, actually 13 million more than were registered voters if you go count the registers back in the state.
I did not say he was the most popular president.
Okay, but then how do you justify him getting 13 million more votes than registered voters if he's not the most popular? He campaigned so well. He filled stadiums, right? And he's such a great orator, right?
No,
it's not my opinion. Did he campaign well?
No, sir.
Did he campaign well? Did he fill stadiums?
Second question.
You want to answer the question. Did he fill the stadiums?
Second.
Did he do a great campaign?
President Biden is not the most popular president in the United States.
Then how did he win
so
much?
How did he get
more votes? How did he get more votes than Barack Obama did by 20-something million?
You're trying to play a loop game, and it's just.
I'm not playing any game. I'm giving you facts, and you have no response.
And the facts on the cases that you were referencing to,
none of these are opinions. Go look them up. None of these are opinions. Go look them up. Did he get more votes than Barack Obama?
Yes. Can I ask the second question?
Sure, go ahead. I thought we were at one, but go ahead.
Well, can I ask? We already established President Biden is president of the United States. That's good.
Okay.
That's common ground. That's good. That's good. second question.
I guess
so. Yeah, second question here.
Yeah.
Was the January 06 insurrection to overthrow the government of the United States or to invalidate the will of the people?
How many people were killed in that how many people were killed in that insurgency?
Well, to date,
How many people had guns?
So I don't have that.
I have a statement of fact real quick. Okay, go ahead.
Let's let
Dave give a statement of fact.
Why is it that in that insurgency that you had one person who was from Black Lives Matter who was standing right to the right of that gal that got shot, and the person to the left of them was an Antifa member? Why is it that was going on? Why did you not actually have a look at any of the
Kevin
Trump
McCarthy
supporters that actually were telling people not
leaders,
to do those things? Why did we
Kevin
end up
McCarthy
seeing the police open the doors on that?
I'll
why did we see
question.
The shutdown
I'll
on
answer
that?
Your, shall I answer your question?
Go for it.
The Republican leadership actually told Donald
you didn't
Trump
answer the question on that.
See, you never answered the question.
You're going to Republican leadership.
You never answered the question.
I'm done with this. No, we got to open the line.
Cut him off. This is ridiculous. They never answer the question. They go down every road but with the question you ask.
He wants to bring up the insurgency without actually talking about how the insurgency was actually started by a guy who was Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You don't actually want to have a conversation,
Let
a
me
civil
ask
dialogue.
You the, okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. They don't. There's no honesty in the dialogue. That's why you can't argue with somebody who's not going to be honest.
It's like the
because
news media right
who
now.
Who died in that insurgency? Who died in that supposed insurgency?
Mm-hmm.
Who died?
Supposed.
Who got shot?
One of the Trump supporters.
One Trump supporter, a woman. Okay. One Trump supporter. Who shot him?
One of the police officers who was behind the wall. And why did she die? We actually can go back and see that there was that guy who was the Antifa guy who was recording it that CNN paid $60,000, I believe it was CNN, paid $60,000 to this guy. And he's on video saying, I've got a knife, let's do this, let's get him. He's trying to cheer him on all this thing while he's actually recording this girl being shot, likely because he's the one instigating.
But they didn't report that on CNN, right?
No.
They don't report it anywhere, really.
Well, did anybody pick up Project Veritas report here?
Oh, about CNN?
About CNN lying about everything? Maybe you should Google that and look at the other side a little bit. We know that CNN, one of their head guys this last week by Project Veritas was caught on tape saying that CNN pretty much is a propaganda outfit, saying that, you know, let's say that a white guy killed a black guy. They report that, but two black women killed a white woman, and they don't report that. Why would they do that?
Well, how about this?
No, let's finish this. Why would they do that?
Because that doesn't fit the narrative for them.
Because it doesn't spark controversy because it doesn't create division.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't get the people fighting it. Did you think
that
if all the black people here is that they're being attacked by whites, does that make them mad?
Yeah.
If all the white people that are being attacked never get reported that the black guys are attacking them, do you think that makes them mad?
How about this? There's news media organizations on a recent story that happened 2 days ago with Adam Toledo, who is 13 years old. He had a gun. And they're cropping out the gun in the pictures to turn around and fit the narrative.
All I'm saying
that's
is...
That's criminal. That should be criminal.
All I'm saying is that if you're going to deal with facts, deal with facts. That's not opinion on... common sense.
We're at the top of the hour. We'll have to pick it up. We do have a caller on the line. Hold on, and we will get you on the other side of the break. Opal, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
But he still keeps on trying. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The rash of shootings in this country continues. Authorities in Wisconsin say three people are dead, two left with serious injuries following a shooting early today at a tavern. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says the suspect is still at large, but he doesn't believe the public is in danger because the shooter targeted specific victims. A shooting at a Nebraska mall yesterday left one person dead and another wounded as terrified shoppers ran for cover. Add Nissan to the list of auto companies affected by the growing worldwide computer chip shortage.
Mirroring America's General Motors, Ford, and Jeep, Japan's Nissan Motors says it will slash production at several factories in Japan next month. It's the latest automaker to be impacted by the shortage of semiconductor chips. Nissan hopes to make up for the lost production once the chip supply begins flowing again.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. It's an international crime that continues to confound law enforcement worldwide.
A global epidemic of digital extortion known as ransomware is crippling local governments and hospitals, school districts and businesses, scrambling their data files until they pay up. Law enforcement has been largely powerless to stop it, and one big reason, the ransomware rackets are dominated by Russian cyber criminals who are shielded and sometimes employed by Russian intelligence. That's according to security researchers, U.S. law enforcement, and the Biden administration. Rich Thomason reporting.
Germany paying tribute to the nearly 80,000 people it's lost to the coronavirus, even as the country struggles to get a grip on another surge. President Frank-Walter Steinmeier led a memorial event in Berlin today with Chancellor Angela Merkel and a few other top officials and relatives of five people who died in the past year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Gas prices have been flat as demand at the pump rises.
AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular remains steady at $2.86 a gallon, even as more of us are taking to the road. According to the Energy Information Administration, the total domestic stocks increased by 300,000 barrels to 234.9 barrels last week, and the Auto Association says continued growth in total domestic supply will likely help keep pump prices in check through the weekend. Most expensive gas is in California at $3.96, cheapest in Texas at $2.57. Ronda Rockster reporting.
Iran named a suspect yesterday in the attack on its Natanz nuclear facility that damaged centrifuges there, saying he has fled the country hours before the sabotage happened. While the extent of the damage from the April 11th sabotage remains unclear, it comes as Iran tries to negotiate with world powers on a new nuclear deal. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. State lawmakers in Hawaii are moving to delay pay raises scheduled for themselves, the governor, and judges because of the economic damage from the coronavirus.
Pay raises of 10% were scheduled to take effect for state legislators July 1st, as recommended by the State Salary Commission. Instead, a bill that the House initially approved last week will defer the raises until January 2023. Governor David Ige says he supports suspending the pay raises and that he already told his cabinet that he wouldn't accept his raise.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, April the 18th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including actor Clive Revel. He is 91 years old today. Ventriloquist comedian Jeff Dunham turns 59.
Country musician Jim Scholten, a member of Sawyer Brown, is 69. And late-night talk show host Conan O'Brien is 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Among the flagstones there, who lived here? He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one instead can damage so much grain. And what's it for, this little empty garden by the brownstone door, and in the cracks along the sidewalk, nothing grows no more.
Ooh. Yeah, that's kind of appropriate. Empty garden in New York.
I think there's some empty gardens elsewhere.
Well, empty gardens go with empty heads.
We do have a caller. Do we want to do that?
Yeah, go ahead and do Opal, and then we'll... No, wait a minute. This is a really short clip.
Okay.
I want to play this little short clip for us because it's kind of appropriate. This is the... here we go.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people. Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Maybe you got to be a licensed therapist in order to understand everything. I don't know.
We're going to go to Opal. Good morning, Opal.
Good morning.
What you got?
I would like to talk to that moron that is saying everything but what the people want to hear. I am a free white and over 21 American female, and I don't have a president right now because my president has been cheated by the Democratic machinery. And that idiot needs to learn to not open his mouth unless he can honestly answer that are put before him.
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind having an honest dialogue. I wouldn't mind having a meeting of the minds and a conversation that was honest. But this gotcha thing, I'm your moral superior, your intellectual superior, you're not really bright. You know, it gets old after a while because, you know, they don't want to look at both sides of the evidence. They don't want to look and have an intellectual honest conversation. You can't have a good dialogue with somebody who's going to be dishonest about everything and only look at one side of the equation. I mean, I've looked at both sides of the equation. I understand both sides of the arguments, you know, but they don't look at any of the other clips. They don't look at any of the other evidence. They don't look at anything except what they want to see that bolsters.
Yeah, they don't look at anything but what backs their agenda for anything.
Right.
The truth doesn't matter in this world, in this country today. Because if it did, Trump would be sitting where Biden is sleeping. And I will never, ever call him president. Because I don't care. He's not my president.
I guess it was okay when they said that Trump was not their president, but now it's not okay if you say that Biden's not your president because...
Well, she kind of hit it on the nail with, because we speak the truth, they can't accept it or won't accept it.
Right.
You know, it doesn't fit
their agenda.
It doesn't fit their agenda. You got that
you
right.
You know, it's just common sense. You know, all you have to do is go to each Secretary of State and total up the amount of registered voters. I challenge them to do it.
But that takes somebody with a brain and guts.
So if you
and
go
that lets them out.
And you add up all of the registered voters from every Secretary of State in all 50 states, and then you total up the election results, you'll find that there's 13 million more voters than registered voters, and every single one of them voted for Biden. That's a fact. Okay?
It may be a fact, but it's a factual lie.
No, it's not a factual lie. You're missing what I'm saying. There's 13 million more voters that voted for Biden than were actually registered. Okay?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's factual and that those people voted. It's a lie that they had the right or the ability to vote.
Well, they don't. Okay,
they don't
she's
exist.
Right on that.
They don't exist.
So, and here's another lie that we want to talk about that I'm going to bring up. And we appreciate the call, Opal. If that's all you got, I want to move on.
We got another call.
Okay, hon, just that moron needs to either grow a brain or shut his mouth.
Thank you, Opal.
And that's all I got to say, hon.
All
bye-bye.
Right, thanks for calling in, and now we'll go to Brent.
You don't want to piss Opal off.
Brenda, good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What can we do for you?
So I'm trying not to laugh at this Christian guy. I think a lot of people, it just makes them feel good to say that Biden sits in the presidency right now. At this point, I think it's really kind of irrelevant about who we think sits in that seat, because at this point, I don't even think Biden's running the country. And, you know, we all know that there was voter fraud. And I think there's so much of it, we probably didn't know how to present it, how to take it to court, and it was such a short amount of time to try to prove that there was fraud. You know, Biden is ruining this country. He's ruining our children. He's ruining our businesses. You know, the insurrection wasn't meant to be an insurrection. You're taking a handful of people and holding the whole world accountable for their actions.
But they won't do that with any other group. See, that's my point on that, too.
Yeah, right.
Black Lives Matter and Antifa literally burnt down cities. You know, not completely burnt down, but they were rioting. They killed people.
Yeah,
they were shooting people.
Oh, absolutely.
That doesn't matter because they were in the riot.
Yeah, my 23-year-old daughter got caught in Portland in the Antifa and almost got ran over.
Most of the guys that I've talked to on the left deny that it even happened.
Oh, no, it's happening. I have my stepdaughter lives in Portland. My daughter went to visit there, and they got stuck in the middle of that by accident. They took a wrong turn. You know, at this point, the question is what are we going to do about it? We, the people that want to see things done right. We want futures for our children. I raised my grandchildren. I want them to have a good future.
That is why we're starting in the county with the recall movement. Yep. They're attacking the red, white, and blue movement because it gets rid of the status quo. They're okay as long as their guys are in there that aren't listening to the majority of the people, because the more majority of the people are saying, we want you out of there. You did a bad job. You've been packing everybody's in the departments with money. You know, you haven't put it out to the businesses. They've been doing everything wrong, but they don't want a recall to happen because it's the status quo. But that's how you start taking back this country, is one county at a time. That's what the red, white, and blue is standing for, is to do a documentary about the what has happened and what's going to happen and how to recall your county and get your supervisors under control to start following the Constitution. These people don't want to follow the Constitution. They want to follow their agenda, which is to completely tear down the system that we have and hand it over to a few people to run everything.
And it's the red,
I totally support them. I watched their first thing. I've been following them. I'm not per se a part of the group because I don't know them on a personal level. But I totally support them. And, you know, I just hope people that are listening out there, I'm kind of new to all this. I'm new to really understanding the Constitution. but for my kids' sake, I am learning, and I'm going to continue awesome. To learn. And right now I'm in the middle of something big, so I have to be careful what I do, not do, say. So as soon as this is done, I'm on fire.
Awesome.
Very good.
Hey, that's nice to hear.
Thanks for
the
call.
Yeah, and you can plug in with the groups at any time, so that's wonderful that you're...
We're not a member of the Red, White, and Blue group, but we support them. The Red, White, and Blue print,
yeah,
I should say.
Yeah, I support them. I buy their shirts. I buy their stuff. Just like I said, I'm kind of in the middle of something serious that I have to... finished so I don't lose what I'm doing right now.
And the recall is going to be going on, I mean, for gathering signatures and getting plugged in is going to be going on for a while, so maybe in that time frame.
Yeah, get a hold of them. Get
involved. You can get plugged in then when you get whatever
go
done
to Facebook,
you need to.
Go to Facebook, Recall Shasta. Listen, we want to move on here, Brenda, because we got a lot to cover still.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah, thanks for calling
thanks
in.
For call,
we
Brenda.
Appreciate it. Now we got all Nick right. on the line. Good all morning, right. Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hey, listen, your conversation with Christian, I wanted to bring to your attention that I called the show yesterday morning at 9:30. You can get it on the archives.
Well, you can get part of it on the archives, Nick, because for some reason, I'm not sure why, whether it was nefarious reasons or not, the first hour disappeared.
Well, that's okay. This was the second hour.
I know. You were in the second hour.
But, you know, I asked them about how opening up the borders was benefiting the United States, about Biden opening up the borders. And that RC guy claimed that it isn't happening, that it's false news.
That's what they do. Anything that they don't want to, you know, anything that is contrary to the narrative... They just don't acknowledge it all. It's just like the BLM riots. They never happened.
But they say,
a couple guys, you know, nothing to solve.
Chief is an idea. What are you talking about? Come on, man.
But they say that the borders aren't open on one hand, and on the other hand, they're screaming.
There's no crisis.
Oh, all the children are in cages.
There's no crisis.
So if it's not open, how do we have children in cages?
There's no crisis.
Well, the masters are changing the subject and denying what they're doing.
Well, that's why we're not going to let them do it, Nick. That's why I'm stopping it there. When you ask a question and you start going into the rambling, it's the Republicans and Trump did this and all, you know, I'm done. You can't ask a simple question and get an answer. Did they hear the evidence? It's a yes or no answer. They either heard all the evidence or they didn't. He's saying that they did, but then there's no proof of that because they dismissed everything.
May I make an announcement?
Sure.
Further, I've been doing a series on dirty energy, the dirty side of clean energy, and May 30th, Doug Jenke, a local realtor, is going to be on again with me, and we're going to attack the battery-powered cars and where they're getting the minerals, and there's a lot there, and I would encourage everybody to listen.
Very good.
All right.
This clean energy is awfully dirty. So have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
well, and to that point as well, so this was published 19 hours ago on Fox. Biden finally describes border surge as a crisis.
Well, but
I don't know how you
Jen Psaki, like, she slipped, but go ahead.
I don't know how you can deny that there is a crisis. As someone who is a survivor of being used to cross drugs over the border at 2 years old, there are kids that are being trafficked to America, people being trafficked to America, and are sold to people here and drugs here, and you have people coming here from the other side of the border. There is a crisis going on. Just because you're denying it and not showing it doesn't mean that it's not happening. There are real life experiences from people, from children, from adults saying that, yes, they are being brought over here illegally by Los Coyotes, and it's being covered up. We need to close the border, not just to protect our country, but to protect those children from being trafficked here, being taken from their families, or even their families selling them to these traffickers to come over the border.
That's not really happening, is it?
It's happening.
Tell them about your floaties when you were two.
My floaties, as I was being used to trafficked drugs here, were black bags of marijuana.
Yeah, that was her floaties coming across.
Wow. Hey, that's safe, isn't it?
Yeah. You made a really good point, not just to protect the children on both sides. You know, a lot of people don't realize, they want, you know, they're going to get a better life. They're trafficking them.
Yeah,
well, they're making it, the drugs.
We want to protect our borders. We want to make sure that the people coming here aren't here to do nefarious things, because it is happening. They are coming here not just to traffic kids, but also to come here and mess with the system and to...
Well, it kind of brings me into my next story here about why state election reform bills don't signal Jim Crow era. And thank you. That I didn't know that. That's you know, we'll have to talk about that maybe on another day and get a little more in depth possibly. But
And here's somebody that has experienced it and their viewpoint and how they look at our country and the border and everything. That's, you know, they always want to portray that you, meaning that group of people.
Watch
it. Yeah, I've been careful. She knows what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know,
you know,
that
they don't view it that way. And the good ones do.
Right.
They understand and they can.
Well, there's a lot of reasons that they want this border open. I mean, none, you know, maybe not the least of which is that they can skew the elections even more than they already are. Because if you bring people in and offer them everything for free, are you going to vote Democratic? In general, most of the time, yeah. This is from the Cato Institute. Why state elections reform bills don't signal Jim Crow. Now, we've been getting this fact-checker thing on President Joe Biden with four Pinocchios saying that the Georgia law would end voting at 5 o'clock and a bunch of other stuff, and it's all baloney. It's all malarkey. You know, and the fact that you might have to have an ID is so condescending that it's like... You know, so you knuckle-draggers out there aren't smart enough to go get an ID, even though you have to have one to get food stamps, to get welfare, to drive a car, to do anything practically. You have to go get an ID.
Well, and there's a video on this that's just, it's so flippin' eye-opening because they go onto college campuses and they ask these white young kids what they think about voter ID laws. And they're like, oh, well, black people don't know where the DMV is, and they can't get their driver's license, and they normally can't get IDs, and they don't really know how to use the internet. And then they go over to the actual black districts, and they're like, hey, man, where's the DMV? And the guy's like, ah, oh, it's over on Fifth Street. You just make a left right over here. You go right over here.
It's crap. It's just like anything. Oh, we don't want to make it harder for people to vote. Well, we don't want to make it easy for illegal people to vote either.
Right.
Well, that's where H.R. 1 comes in. I mean, they clearly do. If you can print off a ballot from your house, make it to where you can vote up to 10 days after the election, make it to where you eliminate signature verification and eliminate voter ID laws, and that passes in the House, and then that passes by executive order from Joe Biden, and they're upset about it being held up in the Senate, so they're going to end the filibuster, and then they're also last week going to go ahead and try
to pack the court.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, geez, wow. And, you know, I want to go back to that little bit on the voting and the ID and all the changes in the election procedures in this last election. Oh, there was no cheating, except the legislatures didn't change all these election rules. Well, they used the COVID as a way to circumvent the election rules in eight key swing states. Go ahead.
But we have to go back to the machines. Hello? What difference does it matter with ID and everything when we know that the machines were... Correct.
Problematic.
All of
them. Yeah, all of them. Not just in one county, not one state.
What did
We're
Stalin
talking about
say?
Across the United States, folks.
What
That's
did Stalin say? He said,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're talking about. So we're going back to this Washington Post, which, by the way, is not a bastion of conservative values, has awarded President Joe Biden four Pinocchios for saying that the new Georgia law would end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work. It won't. And then repeated the untrue claim in similar words the next day. So the fact is, these guys lie about everything. If he doesn't know that that's a fact, and he has a lot of people that could be advising him on this, if he doesn't know that, that's almost as bad as him lying.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. With that, and I guess we got a caller on the line. We've got Dar. Good morning, Dar.
Yeah, good morning. You know... What gets me is you watch these people coming over. They got brand new clothes on, brand new shoes on. They don't look like they're starving to death. I sound like an awful person now. where are they getting money for all this? I mean, who's paying for this? Who's paying for all their clothes?
Well, and actually, let's go into this a little bit, Dar, because this does need to be discussed, and it does need to be heard.
these people that are coming over, they already have money. They're paying these traffickers to come over. And normally the fee on it right now is about $5,000 a head if you're a Nigerian or you're a black in color or from one of these countries over like Iran or Saudi Arabia. Those people are charging as much as $15,000 to $25,000 to get them across the border. And what we see is for the people that can't actually pay, you have to give names and numbers and addresses of your family members so that they can either use you in the future, like what my wife was talking about, for drug running to be able to get across, or you have to do something here for them, either turn around and do a political assassination on somebody, or you have to run drugs for them stateside for them. And if you don't do that, their families back there are going to end up becoming dead. These people are not nice people. These people, if you go out there in the middle of the night and you're trying to cross on your own without their help, they will kill you. There are heads that are on stakes out there. There are dead babies that are laying in the freaking desert that are out there on our border. And this is taking place at a record pace. We see above 700% capacity at these areas. We have these people that are being housed under bridges now.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, well, if you got anything else, Dara, then we're going to move on.
Yeah, we got another caller.
I have one other thing, you know. Okay. And how many of these people coming across are terrorists? Do they ever think about that?
Well, that's a problem.
I have a very ominous feeling about everything that's going on. It's just there. And thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, all right, thanks, Dara. And with that, we've got Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve.
I have a very ominous feeling.
Yeah, good morning.
Go ahead, you want to turn your radio down, please?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just trying to...
That's okay.
I was trying to listen to you while I was waiting on hold there. Linda, you just made a statement about the voting machines.
Yes.
And I just want to be clear about that because, you know, we had our voter registration, what is it called? The lady in charge of the voting registration up here in Siskiyou County, she came to our last Patriot meeting and said that the voting machines were certified, the votes were certified, meaning that our machines were not tampered with. And I don't see anything wrong with our voting up here other than I didn't win. But, you know, I just want to make, you said that across the country they were all bad.
That's not what I said.
No, he's saying I said that, and yes, I did say that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That it could be across all the states because evidence is coming out that they are all compromised.
To that point, here's what I'll go ahead and I'll say. Look up DEFCON 2015. They showed how a child, a 9-year-old, with access to these machines could go in and in under 9 minutes change every vote in the system. This is the problem with these machines. You need to have...
Yeah, there's no argument there. I have no argument there at all.
Go ahead and finish your thoughts, Steve. I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Exactly. Thank you. I have no argument about the voter fraud. We all know that, you know, I mean, just the fact that how many people showed up for Trump and didn't show up for Biden in all the rallies before when all the...
Common sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, my point being is that, you know, I feel like every single one of the machines were somehow manipulated, and they made a statement right after the vote that it was only some counties that were manipulated. Other counties weren't touched.
My contention, Steve, is that 8 key swing states were definitely manipulated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What? So I just want to verify that they were, you know, and maybe we need to look into that a little bit longer.
Yeah,
we'll get more information on it later, you know, because the pillow guy.
Mike Lindell actually has another video out on that, and it started out with looking at Colorado. And then they discovered it wasn't just Colorado, but it was across the state. So that is one thing that you can look at. He does have a new video out in regards to that.
Yeah, that's kind of old business, though. I mean,
no.
Know that
this is new.
Colorado,
this is new.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And it's got another one coming out afterwards.
Then also, Steve, the concern also with this is they claimed that these machines were not connected to the internet, where we actually see tried and true evidence that they were in fact connected to the internet. And at that point in time, anybody remotely, not even our country, could end up interfering in the election. And what we see from the media across the board that they're constantly doing is they cover all these things. Like, it, all these people that were saying that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was dangerous and it could cause blood clots, 2 weeks ago were getting banned off Facebook for saying it, and now they come out and do a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because guess what? It's causing blood clots. And they're still taking down information on that. They're taking down information on this whole Black Lives Matter movement chick that turns around and owns $3 million homes. And what we're seeing across the board right now is we're having propaganda machines that are built up across the country to feed us lies and allow them to continue doing the theft of what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but
we have to go to a break, Steve.
Right. Okay, you guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind. Keep on coming back for more, and I keep on trying.
keep on trying. And I've been drinking now just a little too much, and I don't know how I can get in touch with you. Now there's only one thing for me to do, is to keep on trying to get home to you.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. That I played that in honor of Rusty Young, who died a couple of days ago. He's one of the founding members of POCO. There was a lot of talented people in that group. Jim Messina, with Loggins and Messina. You got Randy Meisner, went on with Eagles, and you know, so it was a great group. One of the first groups that I ever listened to, actually, that I enjoyed the most way back in high school. But anyway, I wanted to play that in honor of him. And okay, let's move on. So where are we at now? Holy crap, this has been a busy show. Maybe
Let's touch a little bit more on that, what they're doing with the Supreme Court and the packing on that, because that's pretty doggone important, especially okay. with how many different things that we have. So they have introduced legislation in the House recently, over this last week, that they are trying to now add new justices, mm-hmm. four new justices, to the Supreme Court so that they can just go ahead and push these things through. So all of these gun control measures that they're trying to get passed, they're trying to do that. And then all of these rulings that they just had, like the Ninth Circuit saying you don't have a right to open carry or concealed carry, that's on the line, folks. That's what we're seeing right here.
Well, you know, we're hoping that we can solve this in a civil manner through the court system, through the law. But these guys don't care about the law. What they care about is power. They care about taking over. And who knows where we're headed. But
America's
not going to put up with it at some point.
It will be handled in a civil manner no matter what.
Is that what you call civil?
Exactly. Definition?
Hopefully it's not civil war. I wanted to get this quote with Reagan here. It said, the trouble with liberal, you know, our liberal friends, is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so. And that's what we're talking about. These guys have packed themselves their heads full of crap. You know, they don't try to sift for the truth. They try to sift for agenda items that bolster their position. And that's a problem in the real world. You know, and I'd beg to ask, you know, how many of these people have been suffering under this pandemic? Have they been, you know, getting bought off with the stimulus money? Have they been getting bought off with unemployment benefits for nothing? Are they on the government payroll? Do they care? See, they at the end of the day, they think the government's going to take care of everybody. Everything's going to be shared. It's going to be a beautiful utopia. And what you're going to end up with is exactly what happens every single time. The evil people gravitate to the power and the power structure, because that's where they can control people. They're twisted up because they have this idea that they're smarter than everybody else. They have this idea that they know what's best for you and me. You know, who has my best interest in mind is not some guy down in some city, you know, 300 miles or 2,000 or 3,000 miles away from me. I have my own best interest in mind. And if I'm allowed to work, and I'm allowed to keep the benefit of my labor and contribute to society, because that's what I want to do. I want to form a better society. See, what they don't get is they think that this contribution should be handled by the government. And they don't care whether you like what the government contributes to or not. They don't care. See, if you have to give your tax money to the government, they're going to, let's say they want to give it to Planned Parenthood. I don't agree with that. I shouldn't have to do that. See, mm-hmm. but they want to force you to do it at the point of a gun. If they want to contribute to that and it's legal, that's fine. Do it privately. But they want to force me to do it and use the government as their gun to do it. And so I'm not trying to take their freedom away. They're trying to take mine. That's the fundamental difference here. I'm not trying to take anything from them. If we all are on the same plane and we all have the equal opportunity to work and create our own little utopias, whatever you want to call it, our own little castles, our own little production, so that we can take care of ourselves and not have the government to do it, I'm not trying to take that away from anybody. They're trying to take that away from people who believe in freedom. See, it's completely contrary, this projectionist crap. Oh, you know, capitalism takes away your freedom. Really? Have you ever been to a communist country?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's exactly the opposite. You know, I've learned through life that things are sometimes exactly the opposite of what you think they are. You know, if the government is helping you to the point of they control everything that you get by helping you, you're no longer in control of your life. Your freedom then goes away. This is what they're advocating for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's at the same time as they're going through on all these gun control measures, they're also now trying to ban, they're calling them silencers, but they're not silencers.
Well, why do they want,
suppressors.
You know, the question is, why do they want to ban guns? Because the auspice is to protect everybody and keep everybody safe.
Well, and my point leading into this is at the same time as we're doing this, which just so everybody knows, it's not a silencer, it's a suppressor. When it actually brings down the sound of the rifle or the pistol, normally it's just under the sound of a jet turbine. It's not like it is in the movies where it just goes, that's not what happens. You actually have it right underneath a jet turbine. It just makes it to where it's hearing safe and you don't have to wear ears, hearing protection, when you're actually firing them. It already is an NFI item, banned in a lot of states, and you have to have a tax stamp and be vetted for it.
Well, a lot of states, they aren't banned.
Yeah, but you still have to have an NFA on
it. It's like, so what? You know, yeah. So I want to keep the noise down. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Here's my point on this.
Go ahead.
At the same time they're doing that, they're also sending $23 to $37 billion deal with UAE from Lockheed Martin that will total 50 of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighters, as well as hardware from General Automatics Raytheon, leading up to MQ-9B unmanned aerial UAS drones. They're sending to the UAE. Hmm. Last time I checked, they're not real friendly with us.
Well, it's all baloney, you know. I mean, I think this goes back to the education as well, because when we talk about the educated, do you know that most of these liberals are college educated?
Yeah, but who's educating
well,
them?
It's what they're, okay, it's just
that's
like a,
what I'm saying,
it's just like
know?
A computer, garbage in, garbage out. You know, if you get taught nothing but garbage and you believe garbage is truth, then you will believe that what you're saying is truthful even though it's garbage. And, you know, a wise man once told me that the trouble with liberals are that they've been educated beyond their own intelligence. Their heads are packed full of information that is not true. This is what Marxists do. They pack people's heads. I mean, why did Lenin say that he could take over Russia with 100 good men, and that's all he needed, as long as he could control the propaganda, basically. As long as he could educate everybody, and he would say there was a bunch of useful idiots out there. You tell them anything that you want them to hear, the government's going to take care of them, there's free money, nobody has to work anymore, blah, 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 do what you're told. You know, whatever it is, you know, capitalism is evil, even though capitalism has brought more standard of living. And again, I'm not necessarily advocating total capitalism. I'm advocating free.
Because right now we have crony capitalism.
Well, that's why I'm saying I'm not advocating total capitalism. I'm saying I'm advocating free market capitalism, which is get the government out of it, get the government out of regulating anything. The reason we have the crony capitalism is because the government is in there regulating everything.
Exactly.
So,
and what we see in the past, let's look at Mussolini for an instance. Did we know that Mussolini, he was in fascist Italy, he was a journalist. As such, he had a great understanding of the power of the press and the written word. At first, he was a writer for a socialist paper where his writing was already charged with violent rhetoric and pushed the need for revolution. At the First World War, however, Mussolini changed his political views from socialist to fascist. And then it started in his own newspaper, Le Papiretto Elitatic, and he used his personal platform to push his fascist movement forwards.
Right.
That's just one example.
Well, that's why they got the Marxism being taught in the schools, and that's pretty much a given at this point, you know. I mean, is that they want to turn out a bunch of robots that are going to do whatever they told. And, you know, I would challenge any of these guys on the other side to, have you ever run a business? Have mm-hmm. you ever had to make a payroll? Have you ever had to do anything that invents or is creative as far as creating and making money? You know, I mean...
Well, and that speaks to the crony capitalism of this, because they then will ask, well, why then are all of these big businesses like Amazon and all the rest of them, why are they so left and so on our side if they want to turn
no,
around and
do No,
they
don't think that. They think they're all right-wing.
Well, I mean, you... But the stupidity.
I mean, this is where we're at in our society. You see these people that are at the top of these heads of these corporations like Amazon. Oh, no. We have to have voting by mail. Well, when your employees wanted to vote in a union, you said they had to go in person because mail wasn't good.
Well, it's kind of like Coca-Cola advocating for, getting rid of the voter ID law and so forth in Georgia. And then I posted a sign out in front of the Coca-Cola meetings where they say you can't even go in without ID. And then lately, now they've recanted their position. I haven't seen it yet, but I was watching some program, I guess last night, about how they now got the companies that have signed this thing saying they're going to support the voter ID or the Georgia voter law and then they're going to and then all the ones that didn't sign it. So I'm thinking it's like a list of who not to vote for or who not to go with your dollars and vote by
exactly.
by not supporting them and patronizing their stuff, but also the ones to do this. And the reason I bring this up is because Coca-Cola didn't sign the thing supporting it this time. They're on the list that they don't support it, and I wonder why. Why do you think that
Coke... Coke should have learned from Pepsi years ago because this has already been done before.
What happened, do you think?
Hello?
What do you think happened to Coca-Cola's sales as soon as they announced
it? That's what I'm saying. Look what happened to Pepsi years ago.
There was a TikTok that was absolutely hilarious. There was a black guy in a store, and he's turning around and recording the aisle of Coca-Cola, and he shows all of these Coke products that are stocked to the max, and then he looks over at all the Pepsi products, and they're all sold out. There's like maybe one or two products.
Yep.
Well, Travis is holding up his Diet Pepsi right here.
You know, and that's true. That's really true because, you know, as soon as I heard that about Coca-Cola, I actually was thinking about going and getting a Coke at McDonald's. I like the Diet Coke. Once in a great while, I have a Diet Coke because I just like the flavor. But I know it's really bad for you, so don't drink it much. But I decided, you know something, I'm never buying another Coke from them frickin' rats again.
Well, and this is what we have to start doing, folks, because for too long we've sat on the fence and we've said, hey, let them do whatever they want to do with the idea that it's capitalism, with the idea that we're going to stay out of it. I don't want to be bothered. You don't bother me. I won't bother you. That's the mindset of the conservative. That's the mindset of the libertarian. Well, that's not the case anymore, folks. What we see is we see these big companies, they go and they advocate and they lobby to be able to close down other businesses. We see that Amazon gets subsidies from our government on every package that's sent out to the tune of like a dollar of every package that's sent out.
Do you know what J.P. Morgan said back in the day, other than he had a few good quotes about gold is the only thing that's not credit? But here's what he said about competition. He says, I love competition. Very little competition. And that's what we're talking about. These guys, they want to eliminate all their competition, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, all of it, you know, whether it's Coca-Cola, you know, take your pick. The guys that they want that have shipped all their stuff want a global economy that's not dependent. See, when you become interdependent in a global economy, in other words, you're not a self-sustaining nation state like we used to be, where we could manufacture our own steel, we grew our own crops. We didn't need any other country in the world to sustain ourselves. But what they want to do is they want to create a globalist economy that you have to depend on Red China for something, or you have to depend on Russia for something, or you have to depend on Venezuela for something, because then they can hold you hostage for whatever you have to depend upon them. And then who's ever pulling all the strings at the top in Basel, Switzerland, or you know, the Bank of England, or whoever is at the top of this food chain, they control the whole world. And maybe these guys that have all of our best interests in mind are so short-sighted that they can't see that this global utopian dream that they're all trying to achieve is going to end up in a global utopian gulag for everyone that disagrees with these guys.
I think we need to educate our listeners a little bit on the way our system works, just briefly. But who does high taxes benefit? They benefit the people who have the most money. Who does automation benefit? It benefit these companies like Amazon and otherwise. When you raise the minimum wage to, let's say, $15 or $20, and these companies like Amazon can afford the automation to be able to replace all those employees, it makes it to where you don't have competition. And they can have a tax write-off of all of those different things, and then they can put investments in the 1031 tax exchange.
Well, see, I totally think tax write-offs are great, because if you didn't have tax write-offs, everybody would be out of business. But the problem is this.
How about this? How about we just eliminate that and make it a flat tax?
No, because a flat tax won't work. Can you tax a business loss? In other words, are you going to flat tax their gross or their net? If you flat tax their net, they're out of business. You have to have business deductions. You're back to square one. And I understand this completely because I've been doing this for 37 years. Well, okay, so what you've got to have is a value-added tax at the worst. But if you get a value-added tax with the income tax, then you got a real problem too. The founders said no income tax. It had to be a tax apportioned among the states based on a population or whatever they were going to do with it. There was no income tax. That's where they started out for a reason, because if you look at the platforms of the Communist Manifesto, heavy graduated progressive income tax is number one. It's about eliminating private property. Mm-hmm. So the reason that they have that, and the reason we started shifting into this other system around 1913, is because we got the income tax law passed. They said it was only going to be a rich man tax. It wasn't going to ever hit the poor. No one is ever going to pay it, okay?
It's voluntary.
So it was voluntary, by the way.
Yeah.
And then they got the other platform of communism in place, which is a central bank that controls credit and the issuance of the currency, okay? Mm-hmm. That wasn't supposed to be prior to that. In order for you to get complete control of a country, Lord Acton said, if I control the money supply, I care not who writes the laws. What they were talking about is whoever controls that central bank and controls the tax law, you use the tax law to be the collection agency for the central bank. Now, I heard Janet Chandler, and I like Janet a lot. I don't think she's right about the fact that the IRS is a corporation. It is a branch of the Treasury, executive branch of the government. But she is absolutely spot on about the Federal Reserve being a private corporation that has stockholders. Now, it's not completely private because it's a hybrid of that. Because it's a hybrid because the board of directors are appointed by the executive branch. Okay, but they don't control anybody or anything in that thing.
Here's what's interesting too, though. In recent times, there have been people that have gone in for the Information Act, to where you can get the information. Apparently, you can't actually see who sits on this board of directors.
You can't find out who the stockholders, which is probably more important than the board of directors. You can get to the board of directors. I was looking at it today. Go to the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, and they show you who the board of directors are. What's important is who the stockholders are, because who owns the stock in these banks? Now, we suspect it's probably Goldman Sachs and the Bank of England and the Bank of China. We don't know for sure, because they don't have to reveal that under the act. That's more important than the board of directors. But I've been on there, and I wish I would have taken a screenshot of it, because I could go in there and it says that the bank and the stock in the bank, which no other government organization doesn't have stock. Okay, mm-hmm. I can't find that on their website anymore. And I was looking for it today. I should have screenshotted it, but you know who knew? And so I'll find it again if it's possible. But I've seen it on there. It's absolutely on stock. So we're looking at the platforms of the Communist Manifesto. So if you can control the money supply and you can control the income tax that feeds all takes a, and controls everybody through the income tax law, and then you start saying, well, then we want they say in the Democratic Socialists, we want the people to own all the means of production. Well, who's the people? Who's in charge of it? It's the government. It's not the people. The people vote the guys in. It's the guys who are running the show in the government. And you go right down each platform of the Communist Manifesto, and you find out that's what we're implementing in America. Right now, we're not operating under the Constitution. We're operating under the Communist Manifesto by the platforms. And these guys want that to continue, because if the upstart rebels like us are saying, no, we want to go to the – we implemented a Constitution, fought a war, blood and treasure and all that, so that we would have rights. And now you're taking all of these rights now because you got this other platform in place to take our rights.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what's going on.
Well, and to that note, too, let's look at Lenin. At first, Vladimir Lenin's ideas seemed beneficial, reasonable, and desirable to a great portion of the Russian population. A socialist, he championed the working class and sought to revolutionize Russia by putting power into the hands of the people instead of the czars of the time. This goal was the possession that galvanized the public and won him support. He spoke and identified the downtrodden portion of Russia and used that to his advantage. However, Lenin, a proud and fiery individual, placed himself at the top of the movement and employed violent means to keep the state under his control. Kinda sounds a little similar.
See, but that's what these guys either don't care about, don't want to know about, or think they're too smart, and you don't know enough about anything to it's all baloney. See, their contention is everything we're saying is baloney, but it's all provable. But they don't want you to prove it, because then they would have, see, if you go back to the projection thing, projection is about self-preservation. Mm-hmm. It's about you know, keeping your ideas, your mindset from being marred with reality.
Well, and to your point on controlling the monetary system, this was an article that was back in 2020 of February, and it speaks to something that Glenn Beck referenced on his Wednesday show this last week. What he was saying on his Wednesday show last week is he has five sources that have come to him and said that 2022, prior to the election cycle, the Fed will implement a Fed coin, and it'll be a crypto-based currency that they'll replace the dollar with. And there's, based upon what he was saying on his show, he was saying that if you're an impoverished minority, you're going to get a 1.5 transition rate to change your money in. But if you're just a well-to-do white guy, you're going to get a 0.5.
While we're on the money thing, I want to say something in regards to the stimulus pay and all that. The liberals are the ones, most of the time, that are screaming, where's my money? Where's my money?
Yeah.
I don't want it. I don't want any stimulus
money. I know,
money.
But and they don't get it, that's even more control, just like the unemployment. They're cutting their own throats. The Look more at, that they scream so, and the more that they collect, well, the more go, they cut let, their own throats.
Let's go to the projection. Now, this is from Psychology Today. Okay. Is projection the most powerful defense mechanism? What is projection? How does it work, and what can we do about it? Okay, projection and avoidance. Projection requires the splitting off, disassociation, denial of specific aspects of social reality, usually playing on the dynamics whose fault it is. It's not mine. There is a basic swap between what is about oneself and what is about others. This aspect of social decision making is off. We treat other persons consistently on how we feel about the quality in ourselves. We are unaware of or avoiding something that is true about ourselves. That's what this projection is about. When you get, that's why it's so effective on a lot of people, because it's so much easier to project all your pain and problems onto everybody else than have to deal with your own character on fixing things in your life, which is what individual liberties are about. Individual responsibility is what made this country great. Not trying to push it off on the government, your neighbor, everybody else to take care of you.
Well, it was the Twinkies.
You look at what they're doing right now, too, with this mass printing of money. The M1 money stock was literally at $3.8 trillion in February of 2020. By November, it had spiked up to $18.9 trillion. It tracks the amount of money that's actually in exchanging hands in the United States, and they stopped tracking it afterwards. They claimed that tracking on that, it only spiked because they changed the way they were tracking it. Well, it changed 3 days before they changed the way they were tracking it with that spike.
Well, everybody's pretty fast and loose with the truth these days and facts. I'm going to go a little farther with our Psychology Today article right at the bottom. When grown-ups distort reality like that, they either have to hold tight to unconsciously feigned obliviousness or break. In other words, if they don't distort their reality, it's going to break them because they're so feeble. They're not tough. They're not hard. And they're not mentally strong. And to have to deal with reality, that's why you see all these snowflakes out there. You know, when Hillary lost, man, they're out there in the street crying. I was going to die. Because they are mentally weak, most of them. That's why they do this projection thing.
And they couldn't even keep good on their promises to move. I mean, I know Canada didn't want them, but damn.
And it says, It says, projection is a rigid and sometimes fragile defense. So tread carefully. When we use projection, it makes it hard for us to properly interpret others' intentions, often leading to mistrust and discord. But projection also allows us to function in relation to others, really, at least until problems start to come up. By making difficult emotions tolerable, we can play with reality. We can start to loosen up the rigidity of the projection defenses as long as that playfulness is not too much of a threat. Now, this was, is too much of a threat. This is Grant Hillary Brennan, MD, a psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, helps adult with mood and anxiety conditions. So I just cited the source from Psychology Today. That's what these people are doing. You can count on anything that they're doing, they're trying to project it onto you.
Yeah. Well, and we're seeing this.
I got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
We have a new currency right now that's already taken over. I mean, the dollar is basically worthless at this point, and you see that with how much everything freaking costs. You look at the things that are actually of value and are going to continue to generate and make value.
And see, that's what's going to happen at the end of the day when everything collapses. These guys are going to be screaming the loudest, gnashing their teeth, going, "It's everybody's fault but mine!"
Yeah, and look at any of the things that create real money, real assets. Graphics cards are selling for 4 times what they actually retail for.
We will talk about that and intrinsic value things in another day. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, and it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth not lies.
I am just a simple man working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.